To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Now, did you know that 16% of youth in Minnesota reported suffering at least one major depressive episode in 2019? Did you know that? Now, that's an increase of 306,000 reports from the prior year. More than 60% did not receive treatment or counseling. Now, there are many barriers to receiving help, including socioeconomic challenges, and many therapists are simply booked solid for months now. Change to Chill is a free resource. Again, that's called Change to Chill. This is a free resource that helps teens manage stress and anxiety. Sydney Hobart is joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline, and she is a community health improvement specialist with Allina Health, and she is here to tell us all about it. Welcome, Sydney. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thanks, Carolyn. Happy to be here.
Okay, so what have you been seeing when it comes to mental health struggles for adolescents? And I do mean adolescents. A lot of people may think of that as like starting at the age of 11, but it's not. It's even younger than that, right?
Absolutely, yeah. So every few years, Allina Health does what's called a community health needs assessment. So what that means is we go out in the community and we conduct focus groups with a number of community members really to hear kind of what the emerging health issues are in the community. And every time we go out, we tend to hear that mental illness and mental health, primarily among youth in particular, are really, really rising to the surface. The pandemic in particular really exacerbated problems we already knew about, but I think especially taking into account COVID-19, there's a lot more anxiety amongst our youth, particularly when we're thinking about being in a school building around other people, some social anxiety that's coming up, and I think a lot of stress and anxiety too related to trying to stay focused during an 8-hour school day where perhaps there was a little bit more flexibility when they were doing distance learning.
It's so true. Just knowing that students don't know how to be in a building with each other anymore. And I fear that if we ever close down the schools again, that'll be it, that the children will give up. We can't allow them to give up. But what ideas do you have at Allina that can help us keep those children in school and do better mentally?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think that that's where our program, Change to Chill by Allina Health, comes in, right? So we are a prevention-based youth mental health initiative, so really working to increase mental health awareness amongst our youth. So educating them on what stress and anxiety look like, how they show up in your body, different stressors that you may be experiencing in your own life, and then really directing them to building some coping mechanisms and resiliency. So the buckets that we tend to focus on for Change to Chill are things like meditation, mindfulness, gratitude, these everyday practices that we can be incorporating into our routine to better help us manage any stress or anxiety that we may be experiencing.
So Change to Chill is really about the teenagers, not necessarily those that are younger.
Correct. We say that our program targets youth ages 13 to 19, but I think mm-hmm. that really the information and the skills can be applicable to folks of any age, right? So that tends to be our target area, but we've seen and utilized these practices with youth who are younger, even with adults. I know on our team, we utilize some of the Change to Chill practices in employee meetings, for example. So I think that the information can really be cross-cutting for all ages.
You have that online resource for teens, and I'm wondering what those videos really teach them. What are they learning?
Yeah, so we try to make the videos really short, really bite-sized pieces of information. I think all of us have short attention spans these days, right? So it can be maybe a 1 to 2 minute video talking about what mindfulness is, perhaps showing a practice, encouraging the viewer to do the practice along with them. So for example, we have a mindfulness video that incorporates what's called the box breathing technique. So the viewer is encouraged along with the person explaining the technique to inhale for 4 counts, hold for 4 counts, exhale for 4 counts, and then hold for 4 counts and repeat. So again, providing a little bit of information as to what the technique or the tactic is, and then doing a little bit of show and tell and encouraging the user to practice along with the person explaining.
So this chilled zones, have you been hearing that it's absolutely working? Are you guys gathering any information so you can look down the road to see how successful it has been?
Yes. So also a part of our work with Change to Chill, we do have a school partnership. So we provide schools with funding and support all across the Allina Health Service area. So all over the state of Minnesota and into western Wisconsin as well, to create exactly what you're talking about, these chill zones or calm spaces in the school building that students can visit whenever they're feeling stressed or overwhelmed during the school day and do a little bit of self-regulation before returning to the classroom. And we receive a lot of positive feedback, both from staff and students, that place feels really, really necessary for some students when they may be dealing with anything from, you know, stress related to assignments and homework to perhaps some grief and loss, especially in the last 2 years with the pandemic. So a lot of positive success there. And again, trying to do this in more schools and incorporate that calm space into the school environment to improve student mental health and well-being.
Are you hearing from the parents what Change to Chill really means for their children? Are you hearing great stories? Are you hearing complicated stories? And are you making sure that when you say self-regulation, we actually can say, yeah, self-regulation is really working, especially for younger ones, you know, not necessarily the teens?
Right. So I think it's a little bit out of time, right? I mean, I know that stigma is still something that's really prevalent in our community and our society. I think, over the past 2 years with COVID-19, as we were all spending more time at home with ourselves and our own heads, you know, maybe there's more comfort now talking about things like mental health, but there's still a lot of stigma in terms of reaching out and accessing services to support your mental health and well-being. So I think even when we're talking to parents about recognizing that this is an issue with your child and here's how you can help to improve their mental health and well-being and help them maintain that, there's still a lot of stigma that exists out in the community. And so I think that eliminating that stigma is also part of our work.
I'm so excited that you partnered with Hennepin County Public Health for funding to increase the representation of teens of color and LGBTQ teens. I mean, this is really huge that you're doing this. What are you hearing from the parents in the community?
Yeah, so again, I mean, I think that this is something that still feels relatively new. Again, with increasing awareness over the past couple of years about mental health being something that everybody has and everybody needs to manage on a daily basis, I think parents and families are coming around to the idea of it in particular. And so, you know, we're doing everything that we can to really provide them with tools and information to utilize themselves, to utilize with their youth. And I think along the way, we've received some positive feedback and just trying to make the information, like you said, more representative of diverse communities as well. Also recognizing that there's stigma in cultural communities in particular at times. So I think it's little by little, but the more we do the work, I think the more positive impact we're seeing.
I'm so excited to know that you have some pages that have been translated into Spanish, as well as the Somali translation. And I'm just wondering, are you also looking at others? We are so rich here in our great state of Minnesota, having so many students from various countries, and they speak so many different languages. So I'm just curious to know who will be next on the list so that other students can learn too.
Yeah, so I will say with the launch of Change to Chill in Spanish last year, that was a huge undertaking. So that was, you know, in part thanks to our Allina Health translation staff who really did that work. And now with the Somali translation as well, you know, we're really trying to figure out what are those other avenues, what are those other languages that Change to Chill should be translated in order to be most accessible to the community, right? We don't ever want language to be a barrier to accessing our information and resources. So in terms of what's next, I think we're still in the process of figuring that out and hearing from the community what would be most helpful. But I imagine, like you're saying, that the work will continue.
So how can people access your resource?
Yep. So everything is free and online. We are at changetochill.org.
Oh, that's awesome. That's easy to remember. Changetochill.org. I really do hope more and more students will really get an understanding of what this really means and continue it, because you and I both know that if all of a sudden you do it for a couple of weeks and then you stop, that doesn't give you the strength that you need and the support that you need necessarily. Some students may need it for a whole year. So how are you measuring that?
Yeah, so again, through the school partnership, right, we partner with the school for 1 year, and that's kind of where the time-intensive resources come in. So we do staff training. We provide the funding to set up the Chill Zone. We also have a student component to the program as well, where two students from every new school are selected to act as Change to Chill champions. So they participate in a summer internship with us where they learn all about what Change to Chill is, start to incorporate our materials and practices into their daily routines, and then really think through how to utilize our resources in their school environment and become mental health advocates. So really trying to empower the student body and the student voice to partake in this work too, and then kind of trying to maintain that relationship and that connection as they progress through the school year, and then to trying to keep in contact with those schools, you know, through the years. We have schools all the way back from 2018 that we continue to partner with and have a relationship with. So again, really building on the first year intensive, and making sure that we can kind of keep up the work from there.
I'd love to have you back on in about a year and a half and see how things are going as well. Sydney Hobart, thank you so much for joining us from Allina Health. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Gerlin.
All right. She's a community health improvement specialist with Allina Health. And so if you need more information, just go to Allina Health's website.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.